What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Unfollowed. How to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. I am your host, Nova Lane, here to help you reclaim your time, attention, and sanity in this crazy digital world. Ever scrolled through social media and felt a wave of negativity wash over you? We've all been there, right? It can be like walking into a room full of people who just want to tear each other down. But here's the thing. Online harassment and cyberbullying aren't just some random glitches in the system. They're real, they're harmful, and they affect millions of us every single day. Today, we're diving deep into this uncomfortable but crucial topic because I believe knowledge is power, and knowing how to navigate online negativity can be a game changer. Ready to reclaim your digital space? Let's get started. First things first, let's acknowledge that online harassment comes in many forms. It's not always the obvious stuff like direct insults or threats. Sometimes it's subtle passive-aggressive comments, exclusion from groups, spreading rumors, all designed to make you feel small and insignificant. Now, I want you to remember this. You are not alone. You deserve respect, both online and offline. Period. The fact that you're listening to this podcast means you're already taking steps to understand and overcome these challenges. That's incredible. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this tricky terrain. 1. Recognize the red flags. Learn to identify the warning signs of online harassment. Pay attention to repetitive negative comments, personal attacks, threats, or attempts to humiliate you publicly. Remember, it's not your responsibility to educate bullies their behavior is on them. 2. Don't engage with trolls. Ever heard the saying, don't feed the trolls? It's so true. Engaging with negativity often fuels a fire and gives trolls what they want. Attention. The best response? Ignore them. Rise above the noise. Remember, their goal is to get a reaction from you. Don't let them win. 3. Build your support system. Surround yourself with positive people both online and offline. Connect with friends, family, or support groups who can offer encouragement, understanding, and a safe space to vent. 4. Take control of your digital footprint. Review your privacy settings on social media platforms and choose who can see your posts and personal information. Consider limiting the amount of time you spend online, especially on platforms that trigger negativity. 5. Report and block. Don't hesitate to report any instances of harassment to the platform where it occurs. Most social media sites have clear policies against bullying and provide tools to block users who are harassing you. Remember, reporting abuse helps protect others from experiencing the same thing. Think about a time when you saw someone being bullied online, maybe a friend or even a stranger. How did that make you feel? Frustrated? Angry? Helpless? Chances are it sparked a mix of emotions. Maybe you wanted to intervene but didn't know how. Or perhaps you felt powerless to stop the situation. Let me tell you, you're not alone in those feelings. But here's the thing. Even small actions can make a difference. Imagine this scenario. You see someone posting hateful comments on your friend's Instagram page. Your heart sinks, but instead of scrolling past, you take a stand. You politely message the person, reminding them that their words have power and that spreading negativity online is harmful. Or maybe you report their comment to Instagram. Now, think about how much better your friend would feel knowing they weren't facing those hateful comments alone. Remember, every act of kindness, every instance of reporting abuse, sends a message. We won't tolerate this behavior. We stand together against online harassment. So, let's recap what we've learned today. Online harassment is real, it's harmful, and it's happening to millions of people. But by recognizing the warning signs, choosing not to engage with trolls, building a strong support system, taking control of our digital footprint, and reporting abuse, we can create a safer and more positive online environment for everyone. Remember, you are powerful, Your voice matters, and your well-being is worth protecting. Don't let negativity steal your joy or silence your spirit. Keep shining bright, beautiful people. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights, maybe a friend, family member, or even someone you know who's struggling with online negativity. Let's spread the word and make a difference together. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.